Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with our host, Tom Meglia. Tom is a chartered financial consultant, an accredited estate planner, and holds a Master's of Science in Financial Services. He's got more than 28 years of financial counseling and coaching experience. Tom is also a Crown Ministries budget coach and is a business and church consultant as well. We would love to hear from you today. You can call us at 800-386-3700. Visit us online, theeconomyofgod.com. Sign up for the quarterly newsletter. Pick up a copy of Tom's latest book. Also download past shows. Tom, we're back and we're starting a new series.
Yes, we are. I sure enjoyed the five-week Kids Economy series.
Oh, that was so fun. And to have the kids in last week.
I know. That was fun.
Your little boy is so smart.
And your daughter is sharp.
Thank you.
But
thank
where
you.
Does she get that from?
They probably both get it from the parents that aren't here right now.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right, well, let's start our program. It's going to be an interesting program today. It's about work in God's economy. And I will recite today, because every time we do the 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, I always have you do it.
Yes.
I'm going to take a stab at it because...
Are you feeling challenged because your son recited it so well last week?
I'm feeling, yeah, how'd you know? How'd you know?
I knew it.
Okay, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, correcting, training, and rebuking in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Very good, very good.
Hey, that's the verse we lead, the two verses we lead off with in our program, Knowing the Economy of God, every Saturday, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. So I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's really good. It really grounds us. It takes us back to where it all comes from. This isn't about Tom. It's not about Reba.
Right.
This is about what God says.
Yes, and that is the word. God's economy is made up from the Bible. The book I have on the website, theeconomyofgod.com, is about God's economy, or what the Bible says, thought up and brought out and invented by God. In that book, Knowing the Economy of God, is what our program is about. So, Reba, today, the verse, I'm going to have you read the verse from 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. And that is our main supporting scripture for today's lesson about work. So let's have that, 1 Timothy 5:8. And in fact, I'll go ahead and read that. It's, if anyone does not provide for his family, and especially for his immediate family, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. That's 1 Timothy 5:8. Okay?
Okay, very
and
good.
That is what our main verse for today's principles about. Mm-hmm. You know, before we did the Kids Economy, Reba, we talked about the Proverbs 31 woman for about a month.
Yeah.
Proverbs 31 woman. And a lot of that had to do with her hard work and her integrity. Mm-hmm. Well, now we're talking about, in many cases, not all, men wanting and being willing to work.
How appropriate to start this, you know, so soon after Labor Day.
That's right. And I personally have run into a lot of men the last couple of years that don't want to work.
Mm.
I'm not saying that they're unable to work due to medical. If that's the case, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. If you can't work because of medical problems or you're just unable to find a job,
mm-hmm.
but you want to work, that's fine. You're not violating the scripture. But 1 Timothy 5:8 is about those that just don't want to work. They can work. They could work. They just don't want to. They're either lazy or they just don't feel like working.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've met so many men the last couple of years that say, Tom, I just don't want to work.
But what if their life is set up in a way where they don't have to work? Is it still wrong to not want to work?
Well, it's not. If they have investment income and the resources so they don't have to work and they can still meet their needs mm-hmm. and their budget, giving and all that kind of thing, that's not wrong. But then they should be working for the Lord.
I see.
And so retirement, for example... There's no such thing as retirement in the Bible. You just switch over your main duties to being a missionary or evangelizing or mm-hmm. working for the Lord.
Mm.
So I don't ever want to retire. I don't want to. I mm-hmm. enjoy and love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm called to do. And, you know, God gave this to me when I was 5.
Hmm.
He said, someday, Tom, you're going to help people with their pennies and nickels.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's what God told me in my little heart at that
time. We'll have to switch that from 28 years of experience to...
Uh-oh. Since I'm 50...
We won't give it away.
50 minus 5 is what?
45? There we go. 45. Okay. 45 years.
But 1 Timothy 5:8 is what we're talking about today. And it says again, if anyone does not provide for his family, and especially for his immediate family, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Now, Proverbs 23:21, Reba, that says the heavy drinker and the glutton will come to poverty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read a few more supporting verses on work. Proverbs 10, verse 4. Poor is he who works with a negligent hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Proverbs 12:27. A slothful man does not roast his prey, but the precious possession of a man is diligence. Proverbs 13:4. The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the soul of the diligent is made fat. Proverbs 18:9. He also who is slack in his work is brother to him who destroys. Proverbs 19:15. Laziness casts into a deep sleep, and an idle man will suffer hunger. Okay, now there's more, but I want to make sure people understand in the subject of work, there's so many verses in the Bible, and we know from 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all scripture is God-breathed.
Mm-hmm.
So God is saying, work, work hard, work as unto the Lord, put out a good service or product, and work hard to provide for your family. Now, if you can't because you're disabled, that's fine. You know, you're to be taken care of
mm-hmm.
by the church, by the system.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about those that just don't want to work.
A lot of people, I think there's a lot of people, especially men out there, that they don't want to pay, they don't want to provide for their kids
right.
if their kids aren't living with them.
Right.
And they use the excuse of
sin.
Of that there's a problem between their ex. She's the problem. You know, how dare the mom or whoever is the reason they don't want to give money for their children.
That is a sin.
Mm-hmm. That's according to these scriptures. That's what it says.
It's a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be any more clear?
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling a sin, and that's a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Reba? You are to take care of your family. Because your kids don't live with you through a divorce or split up, whatever, that doesn't mean your responsibility is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if she remarries? What if she this? What if she that? What if she lives with her parents? There's all of these excuses.
There's lots of circumstances
that I think a lot of people are using to not want to work for their immediate family.
Exactly. Those are all reasons to get out of doing what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You still have a responsibility to take care of your kids,
mm-hmm.
your children. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for your parents.
Mm-hmm.
If they're in trouble
mm-hmm.
or what if they're sick or elderly and
mm-hmm.
they have nowhere to go?
Mm-hmm.
Your family.
Familia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The man who doesn't take care of his family is worse than an unbeliever, Reba.
Mm.
1 Timothy 5:8.
So if you're out there and you're going to church and you're trying to have a walk with God.
Yes.
But you're neglecting this area, it says you're worse than an unbeliever.
How else can I explain this to get the point across? Is that not clear?
That's very clear.
Let me say it again. That's a sin. And I'm not afraid to call a sin a sin.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing about me as a financial planner, as a Christian. That's a sin. We're hypocrites if we ignore our family.
Mm.
We're hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that says to the world, Reba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely paints a picture. I think it's something that a lot of Christians probably try to hide.
Exactly.
They don't want to show the world that side because they know that that doesn't represent the Christ we serve.
Exactly. So these are the things we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
The economic principle from the scripture. You know, our show is the same every week. The word of God, the principle,
mm-hmm.
application, and the prayer of change.
Mm-hmm.
And the principles here we're talking about, you must work. You are given talents and gifts. God expects you to work and work unto the Lord as if working for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the employers have obligations from scripture too. To treat employees correctly, properly, with respect, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking right now, today, about a man who will not work to take care of his family. He is worse than an unbeliever.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be a warning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know some men will say, oh, I don't want to talk to Tom. I don't need to hear that. Well, then you don't have to. But I am not afraid to say what is.
Mm-hmm.
Bad grammar, but, you know.
It's about priorities.
That's why when I wrote the book, someone else had to help me with the sentences. Because that's the way it is. Proverbs 12:11. He who tills his land will have plenty of bread. But he who pursues vain things lacks sense. Okay? You want to pursue the lottery and not work? You lack sense.
Wow.
You're pursuing a vain thing.
Wow.
Okay? 2 Thessalonians 3:10. Even when we were with you, Paul said, we used to give you this order. If anyone will not work, neither let him eat. You won't work, Reba? Then you're not eating.
Wow.
Tom?
That's huge.
No work, Tom? No eating.
And that's like we talked about the kids' economy last week. That's why it's so important to teach your kids from a young age.
Yes.
This is the way the world works.
Exactly. Proverbs 16:26, a worker's appetite works for him, for his hunger urges him on. I love that verse. Anything to do with food, I love.
All right. And we're going to pause for just a second on that note. We're going to be right back. We're going to go into the application. We're going to talk about some stories. Make this real to you right here on Knowing the Economy of God. We'll be back in just moments.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan, plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share Knowing the Economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call in.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
And we're back to Knowing the Economy of God with our host, Tom Meglia. I'm Reba. We would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 800-386-3700. Visit us online at theeconomyofgod.com. Sign up for our quarterly newsletter. Also pick up a copy of Tom's latest book, Knowing the Economy of God. When we left off, Tom was talking about his favorite subject other than finances, and that's food.
Yes. Well, hey, Proverbs 16:26, a worker's appetite works for him, for his hunger urges him on.
That's right.
Ecclesiastes 3:13, every man who eats and drinks sees good in all his labor. It is the gift of the Lord. Mm. So the Lord is giving you a gift
of hunger.
Of
that
hunger
keeps you going.
Right. And to enjoy the gift you have, which is to work, your labor, your talent. It's a gift. That also is a gift. Now, Reba, I know a couple, in fact, so many ladies have called me for referral from Crown Ministries. Well, my husband doesn't want to work, Tom. Was he willing to get together? Yes. We get together. What's going on? Let's look at the budget. It's many times not even the budget side. They're not spending too much. The husband, in so many cases, is not interested in working anymore.
Mm.
Period.
Yeah.
Not that they have too much money or resources behind him.
Right.
He just doesn't feel like it. He's going through like a midlife crisis.
Yeah, it's devastating. I was telling Tom at the break, I have a very close friend, and her husband lost his job several years ago and doesn't want to work now.
Mm.
I guess he's disappointed, or maybe it is a midlife crisis, but when you talk to him, that seems to be the root of the problem.
Yes. And it's one thing to have been damaged by an employer, or let's say they took away the field you're working in or computerized it, all these kinds of things. And I respect the pain of that.
Sure.
No doubt. But we also need to sometimes be retrained or work in a different field I know one guy who's so prideful he will not work in the hamburger business because he says, I'm an engineer. I'm not going to lower myself to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, if it makes enough money just to keep you afloat until you get some interviews and get back being an engineer, will you
sure.
do it? No, it's beneath me.
You could be a manager at a hamburger joint and make a decent living.
Quote, he said, it's beneath me.
Oh.
His pride got him, Reba. Okay?
That's what it is, isn't it? It's the pride. The pride comes before the fall.
He's an engineer. Mm. I'm an engineer. I understand that. I respect that. I'm not saying you're not. But in the meantime, your entire division was taken away.
Mm-hmm.
You've run out of the sick and vacation time pay they gave you, mm-hmm. which lasted about 10 months in this case. You know, things are different now. Do you want to move to another state and work there as an engineer? No, I won't do it. Okay.
Yeah, I've suggested the same thing to my friends. Go somewhere where the cost of living is less,
right.
where your competition is less.
Right. But see, a lot of this is stubbornness and pride.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, 1 Timothy 5:8, the man who doesn't take care of his family is worse than an unbeliever. So we need to remember that in light of Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people say, it's beneath me, I was trained for this.
Right.
I won't go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, sometimes God is redirecting us
mm-hmm.
and wanting us to learn things
mm-hmm.
and break us. And sometimes he allows those job losses to get us to see things that we weren't going to see otherwise.
And the Bible also says there's safety in a multitude of counsel.
Yep.
So if people are counseling you saying, look, maybe you should consider some other options.
Right.
Maybe you should consider another market. You need to listen to those words.
Exactly, Reba. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of men especially that I've met in the last 2 years, it's amazing. It's almost been like this bumper crop of men who are in midlife crisis and they don't want to work anymore.
Well, with our digital revolution yeah. and the economy has changed so much,
yes.
we're all finding ourselves in different markets than what we used to be in.
Exactly. And that's why we need to get on our knees. I told this guy, get on your knees. You want application? Here's application. Get on your knees.
Yeah.
Before God. Like Psalm 51:17 says, a broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise.
Mm.
Let yourself be broken. Say, Lord, what am I doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the engineering job isn't going to be here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
Trust God. Seek the Lord. But have the attitude of wanting to work to provide for your family.
And I don't see anywhere, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, but living here in the entertainment industry, I hear a lot of people define themselves by what their work ambition is.
Oh, yeah.
I've yet to find in the Bible where God has called someone to a specific field of work.
No. Well, we know that missionaries, of course, and prophets, God called
right,
people
to ministry.
Right.
People are called to ministry
right.
all the time.
Right.
But I've yet to see God
right.
say, you are an engineer. From
right.
the womb, I created
yeah.
you an engineer.
Right. Well, maybe the talents that guy was given to be an engineer could be used in other things.
In another place.
Other
yeah.
technical things
mm-hmm.
and stuff that would relate to what
maybe
he
even
likes.
Carpentry.
Exactly. Now, there is a friend of mine, Reba, I got to tell you about. His name is Kevin Brenfleck
mm-hmm.
from Sierra Madre, California. He wrote a book called Live Your Calling.
Hmm.
I recommend everyone who hears this program today to get his book.
Hmm.
It's called Live Your Calling.
Live Your Calling.
And you can get it off his website, liveyourcalling.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's about enjoying what you do for a living.
Hmm.
It's about finding what God called you to do
mm-hmm.
and making money at it and enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
So many people I talk to say, Tom, I hate what I do. I make great money, but I don't like what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And this book, Live Your Calling, is a good book. And Kevin's a great Christian friend of mine, and I would recommend it.
Hmm.
It's a great way to get redirected into mm-hmm. something you enjoy and can make a good living at.
And to me, it seems like when it all comes down to it, it's about using the talents you have in the market you're in.
But you have to want to.
And want to.
But Reba, what about the people that say, I don't want to work? Let my wife go out and get a job. I'm done.
And that's the thing.
I've heard that.
I've seen the look in the eyes of these women who absolutely love this man. They married him. They made a lifelong commitment. And all they're heartbroken. They're disappointed. They're frustrated. They're trying to be, my friend tries on the daily to be submissive and to just really follow his lead. And it has taken her down some really dark roads because in her walk with Christ, she wants to let him be the head.
Yeah.
Even though
that's hard.
He's kind of forfeiting that.
That's right. That's a great way to put it. You put it perfectly. He's forfeiting his responsibility and what he was doing maybe for a certain number of years.
Yeah.
I've met a couple of men lately who took left turns. Their wives called me up and said, he took a left turn.
Mm-hmm.
He not only is not working, he doesn't want to.
Mm.
I mean, Tom, what is it you want me to do here?
Mm.
What do you think I should do? I mean,
right.
And I've told them, well, first of all, you have to pray. You have to talk to your husband mm-hmm. and find out what really deep down is going on.
Yeah.
I know
there's got to be something
oh, yeah.
serious going on.
One lady said that he got yelled at work and he doesn't want to work anymore and he can't face the boss. And okay, well, there's other issues.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So God looks at what, Reba? We've talked about this for a long time.
The
our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that he wants to build what in us? Character
mm-hmm.
and integrity.
Mm.
He's looking for people of character
mm-hmm.
and integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might say, or someone might say, but Tom, wait a minute. Does that mean we're supposed to be workaholics? No. We are not to be workaholics.
Swinging the pendulum a little too far the other direction.
Too far the other direction.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Because then you forget your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And God cares more about your relationships than making the almighty dollar.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know, are you connecting with him and your spouse and your kids?
And part of that connection, if you're the person that's financially responsible, is to have that provision, to provide.
Right.
If you're not providing, you're damaging those connections and those relationships. You're letting those people down, and you're probably making it harder for you to talk to them.
Exactly. And like you said about your friend, she's doing everything she can, and she's trying to be a godly woman, a godly wife. Boy, this husband of hers, he's making some big mistakes.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
If I were her, mm-hmm. I would go to my local pastor and try to get help, or my local elders mm-hmm. of my local church, and ask them for some help and some intervention.
Mm-hmm.
Because something needs to stop before it slides all the way off the cliff.
Right,
And a lot of marriages, Reba, all marriages and families are under attack.
Mm-hmm.
Attack by whom? Satan.
Mm-hmm. He walks around seeking.
I can't believe Tom's talking about this. I thought he was a financial planner. Well, guess what? The devil hates what God created.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to try to bring down the family.
And he wants to twist and pervert our lives, our finances. He knows that if certain people have more money, they'll do evil with
exactly.
the more money. He knows other people, if they have more money, they'll do good with the money, and he just tries to take it and keep it from them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And on the good side, Reba, I know stories and real-life application of a lot of great men that are taking care of their families also and working hard too. So there's both sides.
Mm-hmm.
How about if I have the prayer of change?
Let's go there.
Lord, thank you for this day. Help us to apply all of these scriptures, Lord, to a real life living, real life application by your power and spirit. Give us faith and strength, Jesus. Thank you for everything, Lord. It all comes from you. Amen.
Amen. That was awesome. If you just prayed that prayer, we want to hear from you. Call us 800-386-3700. What an inspiring message. Now, if you're looking for a financial counselor or financial planner, and most people are, call 800-386-3700. How else will you follow God's command to seek wise counsel and to formulate a personal financial and estate plan? Think about it. We all need to retire at some point financially. We need to have those finances in place when we can't work. We need to plan for our children's education, reduce tax liability, invest for special situations, other financial goals and objectives. Call Tom. He's got more than 28 years of experience. We found out today God may have called him 45 years ago to financial planning.
Yep.
Sign up for the free online newsletter at theeconomyofgod.com. The first appointment with Tom is free, so call him right now. Call him today at 800-386-3700. We'll see you next time.
Listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.